The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, as well as Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurant reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, Bites of Bull City, a blog started by a local Durham foodie and writer, serving as an outlet to help residents and visitors keep track of Durham's ever-expanding food scene, and Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Our first story is going to come from the News and Observer. This was published on April 11th and was written by Greg Cox. Flavors of Gorshas, modern Ethiopian cuisine, are true to tradition. Gorshas is located at 910 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-588-4660. This restaurant was rated 3.5 stars. Inera, the Ethiopian sourdough flatbread made from teff flour, is often likened to a crepe. To me, Inera's thickness and texture, soft, pliable, and spongy, ideal for soaking up juices, are more like pancakes. Kitfo, a dish of minced raw beef, butter, and spices, is Ethiopia's amped-up answer to steak tartare. The turmeric and ginger notes in the yellow split pea stew, Kik Alkea, remind me of Indian chandal. Wot, sometimes spelled W-A-T, but it was spelled W-O-T in this article, is fiery with berber and other spices and has a complex flavor that's a little bit curry and a little bit Texas chili. Whenever I write about Ethiopian cuisine, I can't resist relating dishes to more familiar foods. The comparisons aren't precisely accurate, of course, but I find they're helpful as a way to describe a cuisine that's relatively little known in these parts. By my count, only 6 Ethiopian restaurants have opened in the Triangle in the 23 years I've been writing about the local food scene. Until now, though, I've never compared an Ethiopian dish to a taco. That's just what Gorsh's Kitfo presentation calls to mind. Inera cut into taco-sized rounds, folded around kitfo and spinach, the lettuce, and topped with crumbles of Ethiopian fresh cheese, the queso fresco, if you will. They're even folded taco-style and served 2 to an order on a taco tray. The Kitfo presentation is a fetching example of Gorsha's self-described modern Ethiopian cuisine, but it's by no means the only one. Sambusas, savory pastries with a filling of lentils, onions, garlic, and jalapenos wrapped in a shatter crisp phyllo, come with a pungent green sauce served in a sleek ceramic spoon of the sort used for tasting menus. Entrees are served on elegant rectangular platters. There's even a selection of Ethiopian-inspired cocktails. Sinig ginger, for one, a refreshing quencher of muddled ginger and fresh jalapeno, mitmita, Ethiopian chili powder, silver tequila, and pineapple juice with just enough kick to hold up to the fragrant spices of the food. And what a wonderful rainbow of spices it is, for the eyes as well as the palate. At one end of the spectrum, there's the pale mint green of azifa, lentils spiked with jalapeno and horseradish tossed in olive oil and served cold. At the other, there's the glistening garnet of a beetroot salad spangled with cilantro. In between, there's the burnished copper of Metin's shiro, ground chickpea stew subtly seasoned with berber, garlic, and onion, the jewel-toned red, green, and purple of Sinig Kaira, a whole fresh jalapeno stuffed with finely chopped tomatoes and red onions, and the deep bronze of Zilzil Kiwot, beef simmered in a classic berber fused balm of gravy. These are just a few of the options on the menu that includes 17 entree options, beef, chicken, vegan, and combo, each served with your choice of two sides. If you're familiar with Ethiopian cuisine, you'll find that, notwithstanding the modern presentation, the flavors are true to tradition. If you're a novice, rest assured that the menu descriptions are accurate, and if you still have questions, chances are one of the owners will be on hand to answer them. Fasil Tesfe, who immigrated to America as a 17-year-old, manages the front of the house in the evenings and sometimes helps his sister Saba with the cooking. In the daytime, you'll usually find Tesfe's partner, Swiditu Zwinde, running the front of house. The partners opened Gorsha last summer in the old Rainbow Chinese building across from Brightleaf Square, giving it a fresh new look with a mix of Ethiopian folk art and scenic photographs on colorful walls, a cozy bar just inside the entrance, and an shaded patio. One of the owners or staff will be happy to instruct you in the traditional way of eating, but here's the cheat sheet. Tear off pieces of anara with your right hand only, if you're being proper, and use it to pick up morsels of food, then pop the whole shebang in your mouth. Repeat. Anara refills are cheerfully brought as needed, though I've always found the amount that comes with the initial order to be more than ample. They'll also provide a fork on request, but the traditional way is much more fun. Don't be shy, just dig in and enjoy. If it helps, know that I consider my efforts a success if I manage to get through a meal without getting food on my shirt. Gorsha is located at 910 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-588-4660. Another article from the News and Observer was published again on April 11th, but this one was written by Drew Jackson. This Italian restaurant is earning raves in South Korea. Its next location is in Durham. Few things connect where it's located. Cuchillo Ostera is located at 601 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-929-0047. Few things connect time and space better than food, but hold on tight, the latest downtown Durham restaurant may give you jet lag. Cousins Jimmy and Julian Kim from South Korea will open Cuchillo Ostera this summer, a restaurant devoted to their childhood comfort food of Italian cuisine. It's the fifth Italian restaurant from a restaurant group born in Seoul, a concept so trans-hemispheric it practically has frequent flyer miles. The Kim cousins each lived in Europe for a decade while growing up. Jimmy Kim said Italian food, especially pastas, were a childhood favorite. Later, they each became restaurateurs on opposite sides of the globe. Jimmy Kim, who went to Duke University for undergraduate studies and business school, opened the Mixed Korean Bistro and Food Truck. Julian Kim started the first Cuchillo Ostera as a 20-seat restaurant in Seoul. The restaurant's name means baby restaurant in Italian. Cuchillo Ostera will open on 601 West Main Street in the West Village development shared by West End Wine Bar. It moves into a vacant suite in the building, being the first business to call it home since West Village was renovated in 2008. Jimmy Kim, who will be the chef and owner of the Durham location, said it began with a visit to Korea a year ago. "I was visiting Korea and Julian had just opened the third Cuchillo, and I was really, really impressed by his food," Jimmy Kim said. "I told him I'd love to open one in Durham, and he said if I really wanted to, he'd help in any way he could. That was a year ago." Jimmy Kim said the restaurant will focus on Roman cooking, largely homemade and dried pastas, but little red sauce. The menu is still in development, but pastas may include cacio e pepe, the famous Roman cheese and pepper pasta, house-made noodles with a sauce of cheese and truffles, a rigatoni with vodka cream sauce. Antipasti would be arancini, fried risotto balls with spicy aioli, and creamed mushrooms in a cognac with focaccia bread for dipping. Larger plates may include porchetta and a buttered chicken made with lemon and arugula. In much the way Italian-American cooking has evolved into something separate from authentic Italian, Jimmy Kim said there's also Korean-Italian, manifested here in a sea bass with lemon and dill, but also homemade dried seaweed powder. He says he sees parallels in the Italian and Korean food cultures, from techniques like marination and fermentation to passions for food. The most heavily Instagrammed dish from the original Cuchillo Ostera is a capriccio of thinly sliced beef tenderloin with a paste made from black truffles. Jimmy said that construction on the 2,500 square foot space began 3 years ago, and he expects to open, 3 weeks. This began 3 weeks ago, and he expects to open in June. The dining room will have 60 seats, with more planned for an outside patio. Like its Korean namesake, the Durham Cuchillo will have a light Carrara marble bar with room for 15 seats. After Kim graduated from Duke in 2004, he returned to South Korea for the country's mandatory military service. When he returned to attend the Fuqua School of Business 5 years later, now married with a child, he couldn't believe how much Durham had changed. "When I was here for undergrad, downtown Durham was an area we were told to keep out of," Kim said. "When I came back, it had evolved so much. I was impressed by how much this town was booming. It's a great area to live and raise a family in." The search for a location took about a year, but Kim said he was struck by the high ceilings and decades-old brick in the old converted warehouse. With Cuchillo Osteria, he says he's shooting for the vibe of a neighborhood restaurant where diners can feel like popping in for a drink or a bite. "I found this space and just fell in love," he said. Cuchillo Osteria is located at 601 West Main Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-929-0047. And on to an article from NC Triangle Dining. This is Zanyu Asian Noodles for a Beautiful Bowl of Flavor, published April 22nd and written by Ron Nguyen. Zanyu Asian Noodles is located at 8450 Honeycutt Road, Unit 112 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-1340. Most of the time when people think about noodles or pasta, Italian cuisine comes to mind. But the reality is that in Asian cuisine, noodles come in a huge variety of forms and flavors. Up in North Raleigh, you'll find the new Zanyu Asian Noodles, which pays homage to this humble creation. Opened in November of 2017, Chef Michael Bongiorno has spent many years in Southeast Asia running kitchens for major hotels before settling down in Raleigh. And Zanyu Asian Noodles is designed to bring some of that great food he experienced while living abroad. "I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised by the taste and authenticity of these delicious eats here." Head on over to Lafayette Village in a corner location that used to house Joka's Gourmet Dogs, and you will find the new Zanyu Asian Noodle. The setup here is pretty basic. Counter order with table service. Given the long, narrow shape of the restaurant, seating is limited to around 24 seats, although in warmer weather you can spill out onto the patio. Decor is modern with hints of red, along with large format black and white photography of past kitchens that chef owner Michael Bongiorno has worked in. While the space is oddly shaped, it worked fine for the quick casual service that Zanyu Noodles is aiming for. Order at the counter, thankfully the menu is small, 4 appetizers and 10 noodle bowls, and your food will be brought to your table. Perfect edamame at Zanyu Asian Noodles in Raleigh. And there's a picture of some beautiful, beautiful edamame. Over the course of a couple visits, I was able to sample a good selection off of Zanyu's Asian Noodles menu. First up was a nice bowl of steamed edamame pictured above, plump soybean pods lightly sprinkled with yuzu salt, a super simple starter but very well prepared at Zanyu Asian Noodles. It's important to a restaurant to pay attention to the small details, and Zanyu executes well on this simple appetizer. My main, the dry wonton noodles, was extremely satisfying. A colorful bowl of tender noodles topped with perfectly fried wontons and thick, juicy pork slices. The noodles are not really dry, but served with just enough of a soy sauce broth to keep it covered. Given how flavorful the broth is for these noodles, I enjoyed how simple the preparation was for the pork and wontons. The mix of baby bok choy and fried shallots on top just completed a wonderful bowl. It was a wonderful melange of textures and tastes for your chopsticks, ranging from savory pinks, chewy greens, and crunchy yellows. A return visit to Zanyu Asian Noodles allowed me to try out their Niku Udon, which is a daily special. This bowl is outstanding and will hopefully make the regular menu. We're talking about braised beef in a dashi broth with caramelized onions and tender thick noodles. It's a wonderful umami bomb with the sweet, savory, and sour coating your tongue all at once. Or maybe an Asian rendition on French onion soup? Whatever comparison you want to use works for me. It's just plain delicious. The super thinly sliced beef soaks up the broth well. Try it out if it's ever on the menu again. So, wow, I really enjoyed my two visits to Zanyu Asian Noodles. While the seating isn't ideal, the noodles and food here are outstanding. Given the quick, casual service, I can say that it certainly accomplishes its goal of getting you in and out fairly fast, similar to what you might find at a gourmet food stall in Southeast Asia. And I guess it fits with what Chef Michael is probably shooting for, a modern rendition of a casual noodle spot similar to Noodle Boulevard out in Cary. So don't be put off by the casual setup here at Zanyu. The simplicity of Zanyu Asian Noodles belies the talent in the kitchen, serving up some amazingly slurpable noodles. Just go, eat, and enjoy. And again, Zanyu is located at 8450 Honeycutt Road, Unit 112 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-1340. And in keeping with what appears to be an unintentional Asian theme this month, our next review comes from the News and Observer, published on April 5th and written by Greg Cox. Mr. Dumpling's star attraction deserves top billing, but supporting cast is still a treat. Mr. Dumpling's is located at 5470 Apex Peakway, not Parkway, but Peakway in Apex, and their phone number is 919-387-7709. This restaurant was reviewed, or rated, with 3.5 stars, but there's an editor's note. Mr. Dumpling received a 3.5-star rating. However, due to a technical error, an incorrect rating appears in print. I bet I can guess what you're thinking. You're thinking Mr. Dumpling sounds like a franchise whose name was concocted by some corporate marketing department. No? Oh, well, that's what I thought at first, and I couldn't have been more mistaken. Far from being a franchise or clone, Mr. Dumpling is locally owned and one of a kind. It's the only restaurant in the Triangle where you can sit at a counter and watch Chinese dumplings being made from scratch right in front of you behind a counter at the back of the dining room. If you're not lucky enough to score a front row seat at the counter, or if you prefer sitting at a table, you can watch dumplings being rolled out and filled on an overhead TV screen. Oh, And there really is a Mr. Dumpling. His name is Li Jin Zhao, and he's a veteran chef who worked in Chinese restaurants in New York for more than 30 years before moving to North Carolina. Locally, he was a chef at Szechuan Taste prior to opening Mr. Dumpling last summer in Apex. More often than not, it won't actually be Zhao himself making the dumplings. He's usually back in the kitchen turning out the rest of his restaurant's extensive, mostly Taiwanese menu. Instead, you'll find Vi Vang, we'll call her Miss Dumpling, though she's not related to Zhao, behind the counter. As you sit there mesmerized, watching her deftly assemble dumplings by the score, you get the strong impression that you're in for a treat. And indeed, you are. Steamed and served 12 to an order with soy sesame dip, the dumplings are at once sublimely tender and sturdy enough to contain their generous fillings, of which there's a tantalizingly large and varied selection. The menu lists 8 options, covering the spectrum from chicken and Chinese cabbage to pork and leek to lamb and carrot. There's even an entirely vegetarian dumpling. I've only sampled 2 so far, lamb and zucchini, and 3 fresh delicacies, which turns out to be a ginger-tinged hash of pork, shrimp, and cabbage. Those 2 are enough to convince me to add all the others to my bucket list. Dumplings deserve their top billing, but the restaurant's other specialty, handmade Chinese pies, are equally worthy of a co-starring role. Savory fried pies with a blistery wheat crust whose offerings are fillings such as leek and egg and jingdong pork. Google informs me that jingdong is a county in Yunnan province, but I'm sure there must be an alternate meaning that translates to succulent. Thicker than the other pies and smaller in diameter, about the size of your palm, doornail stuffed beef pies are named for the resemblance in shape, not flavor, to the oversized doornails on the gates of the legendary Forbidden City. The name may be fanciful, but the flavor is gratifyingly real. Handmade dumplings and savory pies are unquestionably the star attraction here, but don't overlook the supporting cast of Taiwanese dishes that account for the variations on the hot pot theme and are all accounted for among the nearly 100 listings on the authentic menu. In addition to these iconic dishes, the offerings include, Taiwan being the melting pot of regional Chinese cuisines, a broad sampling of dishes with mainland origins. Cantonese cuisine contributes crispy salt and pepper shrimp, beef ho fun, and steamed whole fish with soy sauce, among others. Mr. Dumpling turns out more than respectable renditions of these dishes, though the salt and pepper shrimp, which the menu promises is served authentically, not to mention more flavorfully head-on, arrived headless when I ordered the dish. Those who break out in a sweat at the mere thought of Szechuan Chinese may find the toned-down Taiwanese take on the cuisine just what the doctor ordered. The menu offers respectably but not overpoweringly spicy renditions of several classics, from Mao Po tofu to Kung Pao chicken, the Chinese style version that's listed under hot dish on the authentic menu. You'll note the familiar takeout version among the 50 plus options on the American Chinese cuisine menu. Cumin lamb or beef strikes a flavorful happy medium between mild and incendiary. And if that's still too spicy, there's a version of the dish with noodles that should have even the most delicate Goldilocks palate proclaiming just right. If you're up for a little more adventure, check out the appetizer section, where you'll find the likes of smoked fish, marinated rabbit meat, and shredded dry bean curd with cilantro among the 20 listings. Chicken in Szechuan chili sauce, featuring bone-in, chopsticks-manageable pieces served cold, is a Szechuan classic. The flaccid skin and occasional bone shard may deter some Westerners, but brave souls will be rewarded with a toothsome dish that's spicy, but not overpoweringly so. Service is efficient and unfailingly welcoming. The staff works smoothly as a team, and you shouldn't have any problems finding a server who will be happy to answer any questions. Located in the former Lee's Garden space in Olive Chapel Village, Mr. Dumpling looks like a typically unassuming strip mall eatery with just a handful of Asian decor elements. By far the most interesting feature is the Dumplings in Progress sign that's often hanging from the ceiling near the counter at the back of the dining room. It's a beacon for foodies, you might say like Krispy Kreme's Hot Now sign, except, as it doesn't take long to discover, Mr. Dumplings is anything but a franchise. And again, Mr. Dumpling is located at 5470 Apex Peakway in Apex, and their phone number is 919-387-7709. And before we end, we've got a few quick restaurant news tidbits. These were published on Friday, April the 27th, on the Triangle Food blog. A new deli snuck in under our radar over in Durham. Thanks to the folks over at Taste Carolina, we now know that Cure Delicatessen and Cafes has opened over off Highway 54 near the intersection with Fayetteville Road. 245 Highway 54 to be exact. The chef and proprietor is Matt Butler, who has stints at Ruth's Chris, Watts Grocery, and The Great Room at Top of the Hill. They specialize in house-cured, roasted, and smoked meats for breakfast and lunch. Over in Morrisville, a reader of Triangle Food Blog notified them that he saw signage for High Poke going up next to Alpaca at 9575 Chapel Hill Road in the Park Place Shopping Center. In Wake Forest, a reader on Twitter notified them that the latest edition of Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers is coming to 11708 Retail Drive near the intersection of Highway 98 and Capitol Boulevard. No word yet, however, on an exact opening date. And the Nightdale Food Truck Thursdays are back in full swing this month. Trucks will be on hand for lunch and dinner each Thursday at the Nightdale Station Park. We have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.